Welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. I'm Josh.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Hey, there's a race coming up.
Yeah. 5K. How you feeling about it?
Well, I guess I'll get started with... So, you know how probably a month ago you're like, hey, I got this race. You want to do it? I'm like, yeah. And I signed up right away.
Yep.
Well, that's fine and dandy. But I haven't done a lot of running.
No?
No.
Any?
So, Wednesday, 2 days ago.
Okay.
I did run 1.5 miles.
Okay.
And I was happy to, after that, I was just fine. I wasn't like, oh my God, you know. So, I was happy that I was able to do that without a lot of pain or anything.
That's a good sign.
Now, I do walk my dogs. I mean, it's not the same as running, obviously, but I can't run with them. So, like, when I did that the other night, I walked the dogs for, like, a mile for... Because I do that about every night, about a mile. I take them both. I've tried running with them, and the dog's just... She just jumps in front of me, and it... I'd just trip and fall if I did that.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
So that night, I walked him 1 mile, and then I ran 1.5 miles after I brought him back. So
that's good.
Yeah, so I'm kind of ready, you know.
Do you have any goals for yourself? Like, do you hope to just maintain a certain, like, just jogging speed?
Or? That's kind of what I mean. I'd rather not walk, you know, once I feel, for me, once I stop that rhythm of even a slow jog or whatever I'm doing, once I stop, it's hard to get back into it, you know? So my goal is to keep going. even though it's been, you know, a while. I think my last, didn't I look it up? It was like, Nine years ago.
Well, I'm glad that you're following through with it. I wasn't sure what your plan was. And just a little while ago, I was talking to Lori about it. And I said, yeah, I wonder if Greg's going to do it for sure. And she's like, are you thinking about not? Well, I guess to back up for a moment, I caught a cold earlier this week.
Oh.
So the last day that I ran, I think was... either Sunday or Monday. I think it was Sunday, actually. So it's been 5 days or so since I've ran. And the next day I woke up and had like a scratchy throat. And then the following day it was like full blown cold. But then and then it went away like just as quickly. I think I got like a little residual like congestion.
So you're going to spread it to me. So tomorrow I'm going to wake up. Oh my God, man.
Hopefully I'm not contagious. I mean, it was 5 days ago.
We'll find that out. I got my flu shot yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, that's what you're going to get sick from.
Yeah.
But I was kind of thinking, I don't know how my lung capacity is going to be. And she's like, well, just set your pace for staying caught up with Greg.
What is that supposed to mean?
No. She goes, maybe you won't. But I am looking forward to it because I think it's supposed to be a trail run as opposed to an asphalt run or, you know, a pavement
run. That's easier
run.
On the feet, actually.
The feet and the knees. Yeah, the joints. Yeah. All of them, yeah. So I'm hopeful that I'll be able to do okay on it.
Yeah, that's good. I wish I wanted to get a new pair of running shoes. I didn't. Mm. And the running shoes I have, I think they fit me, but like my big toe on both sides had poked through the top.
Oh my gosh. So these shoes are also 9 years old?
As long as I wear black socks, no one would notice. But yeah, they're whatever. I think they're New Balance running shoes. They're nothing special.
Yeah, they'll do.
Because, you know, unless you're like real serious about it, I'm not spending a ton of money on running shoes.
Yeah, and I didn't spend a ton. I mean, mine were like $60 or $70 or something like that. But I think as long as you get there and you do some stretching and warm up, that's the main thing. Because you don't want to go out and pull a muscle or sprain an ankle or something like that.
Yeah. You
know, so get loose and get warmed up and you'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. It should be fun. We'll report back next week, huh? Or no, I won't be here next week.
So we'll have to figure out like the entire week? Or?
Yeah, I'll be gone Tuesday on.
Oh my gosh.
I'll have to get back together in 2 weeks.
So it's going to be a week off next week.
Yep.
So sorry. Sorry to ruin it. Oh, it's not me who's ruining it for everyone.
Sorry, loyal listeners.
Yeah, loyal listener.
Well, should we start with a beer?
Yes. Wait. Yeah. Burp.
All right, so I just came back from a few days in Michigan. I was visiting my oldest son up there. He and his girlfriend are staying up there, and I think I talked through this a little bit a couple of weeks ago that they are camp hosts. So they have a camper van, and they get their campsite for free. They just have to work 10 hours, but he goes ahead and he's gone ahead and worked like 30 or 40 hours a week up there and just helping maintain the park and stuff like that. It's right on a small lake that's right off of Lake Superior. So it's in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where people talk like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the...
Yeah, no.
It's the... Between the Canadian accent and the Northern accent.
And they call them Youpers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're from the UP, eh?
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I went to Walmart to buy this beer. This one is called Bel Air Brown. The lady who was... I went to a cashier because I had alcohol, and I had a really hard time understanding her. She was like, oh, I haven't had that one, eh? Oh, I had to give it a try. I was like, yeah, okay, thanks. I couldn't tell what she was
saying.
You're
using your Google Translate only to realize that she's speaking English.
Yeah. This one is not from that area, so I was...
Oh.
Well, it's from Michigan.
Okay.
It's from the mainland, I think is what they call it. Or Lower Michigan is what they might refer to it as.
So
the Upper Peninsula is that strip of land that's above Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay.
In between Wisconsin and Lake Superior. And then the rest of Michigan is over between Lake Michigan and Lake... What is that? Huron? Over...
Yeah,
further east.
I know the names of the lakes. I don't know them in order.
I think it's Huron that is the lake that Detroit is on. But anyway, this one caught my attention because it's a brown ale and it's 7%. And I don't know that I've ever had a brown that is that high in alcohol. And so I picked it up. I actually already had one of these.
Oh.
Yeah, but let's go ahead and try it.
Okay, Lake Erie.
Oh, Erie. Yeah, that's right. That makes sense because Indiana is Erie, Indiana.
Do you want to record a shot
sure.
of this? So we... Sorry, this is for our...
Beer 30.
Yeah, Beer 30. Ah, you can check out that channel as well.
Yeah. Lots of beer reviews. Looks like a brown.
It's a brown.
So this one says that, I thought another thing that was interesting about it is it says that Bel Air, Michigan is a small rural town of just 1,200 people. Only a crazy person would open a brewery here. But have you met Joe Short? Which this is from, if I didn't mention it, Short's Brewing. So I guess the guy's name is Joe Short. He's a crazy, creative, crazy fan, crazy adventurer, and crazy passionate about building community. Bel Air Brown is our love letter to our hometown and a testament to the transformative power of beer. So I guess they have this one year round. It's like their flagship.
Okay. Shorts. Short stories. Oh, I get it. Bel Air Brown. Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice. I almost feel it's too cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I do kind of like browns to be just slightly warmer than like your ales are.
Same with stouts. It's like, well, we got it in the easy. Warm it up a little bit.
Right.
In the snifter.
The thing that I liked about this, and I mentioned it's 7%, but you don't really get that, right? I mean, I don't feel that it's
not really
is any heavier alcohol than any other brown that I've had. And a lot of browns, at least the ones that I'm mostly familiar with, like Civil Life, and the one that Main and Mill has, I think they're maybe 5%, maybe 4.8. They're pretty light.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that you say that. But it does, now that you say that, I'm getting a little bit almost whiskey notes on the back end.
Mm.
Like it's the back of your tongue.
Yeah.
The sweetness, the maple sweetness.
Yeah.
Bourbon.
Yeah, I get that. What do you think?
It's good. I like it. Not... how do I say this without... I was going to say not the best brown I've ever had, but, you know.
La-di-da.
La-di-da. But maybe I haven't tried the best brown yet.
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't be the best brown. Okay.
All right. So you, where would you rate it?
Somewhere between a A and a B.
I'll put
A minus, just to split the difference there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I'm going to go ahead and pour it out, pour the whole thing, pour it out.
I'm going to pour it out.
Pour it out.
Because
I think it's horrible. No. And let it warm up, and we'll just sip on it during the rest of the show.
Sounds good. So, good rating for you.
I think I'd be in that range, too. I like it.
So, Bel Air Brown, pick up in...
Bel Air, Michigan. I bought it in Marquette, Michigan, so it's available in Michigan.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, what else? You want to talk about your trip up there? How'd that go?
Yeah, it went pretty well. It's gorgeous up there. That area along the coastline of Lake Superior, it was already like cooler up there than it is here. I mean, it was highs in the upper 60s, low 70s. So it was gorgeous while it was like 100
perfect
here.
Yeah. So I got our second summer we're going through right now.
So I got lucky, and trees were just starting to change color, which I actually noticed trees around here are changing color, but I don't know if it's because we've been under a drought for the last 2 months or exactly what's going on, but it seems early for fall colors here.
Yeah. It seems, I never really understand that whole, the colors as opposed to how much rain you get versus when they fall. And like, I thought during droughts, they just kind of just fall. You never get the colors like you normally
would.
Yeah,
they turn brown and fall off, yeah. But there was a lot of reds up there because there's a lot of maple trees. And then, so I did some hiking. It's just like, outdoor adventure person's paradise, because you can do all the water sports. There's right on the lakefront there, there's like kind of mountains. I mean, it's pretty good, steep, rugged terrain where you can hike, you know, 800 feet elevation change, and you can do tons of, like, there's mountain biking and BMX riding, and it's really cool. In the town that I was in, Marquette, it's like very bike friendly, so they have the big wide bike trails all over going all throughout the town that'll you can connect from, you know, literally one end to the other.
Oh yeah.
And up and down the shoreline, and they've put a lot of, I wish there was more of that around here where you could, you know, get around on a bike really easily, but it seems like it's very disconnected.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a long time, the people that own that Peddlin' Pie.
Yeah.
About a big trail they're wanting to go through town. And every time I've heard something about, it's just on the horizon.
I think it just takes a lot of funding. And
oh, I bet. You know?
I feel like there's probably a lot of people in this area that aren't very receptive to that. Like people that are in the, what is it, the position to be able to approve things. They probably are just old-fashioned Missourians that aren't really that into outdoor stuff.
And it takes... So if it has to connect on a main road, too, then they gotta... Well, in some parts around here, all they've done is drawn a bicycle on one of the lanes.
I know.
Which, it's not what the is same. That? Yeah, they didn't actually add an extra lane.
And it's so scary around here. I've ridden my bike before, and people can be total jerks.
Yeah, they'll get really close to you.
Yeah, they'll rev up as they drive by you. I've had people yell at me, just like, you know, stupid. Yeah, it's just so obnoxious.
Yeah, share the road, folks. Yeah. Share the road.
So it was very cool, though. Hiking, biking. I ran once. I spent a lot of time outside. Caleb and I, we went to this one spot where he's like, yeah, I got to take you to this spot where you can jump into the lake. And I have to show you the video. I was freaking scared. It was probably about 25 feet or so. It was a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And you jump off into Lake Superior, and that water was so damn cold.
Well, I bet it was
61 degrees. We looked up what the temperature was for Marquette that day for the water reading. And so we didn't feel it before. Well, he did. He'd been there once before, and he just went up and jumped off, and I was like, oh, my God. So it was, for me, I don't like jumping off of things. Zip lining and jumping off the platform. Like, my brain just is like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Like, I couldn't even imagine. I don't think my brain would let me skydive unless somebody pushed me out or I was, you know, a tandem thing or whatever.
Right.
But anyway, it took me a long time to finally get up the courage to jump off.
Well, yeah.
But it was like a multi-senses type of feeling where I had to overcome my fear of jumping off. Then I had to endure that freezing cold water and swim probably like 30 or 40 yards back to shore.
Oh.
So it was like multiple things to overcome.
And there's the, what if there's, I don't know how clear the water
Very
was.
Clear.
Oh, okay.
Very clear.
So you could see everything.
See the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know at Johnson shut-ins, you can't see the bottom.
Mm.
And there's that fear of, it's kind of like that too. I think it's 30 or 40 feet.
Yeah.
And you jump, you have to jump away from the wall as far as you go. And then you don't want to hit a rock in the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, if you're not perfectly straight, that water feels like concrete.
Yeah. So that was kind of a highlight. That was something, I guess, I conquered a fear. I actually told him, because I was about ready to walk away. I was, like, really scared. And he had done it, like, twice. And he's like, come on, Dad. He's, like, talking to me, you know, trying to talk me into it. And finally, I just remember I was talking about Limitless, the Chris Hemsworth show.
Yeah.
And how he's, like, he does this whole thing where he's, like, you know, he just, like, does hard things. And it's, like, good for his... He thinks it's good for his brain and all that. And then there's been some studies on how, you know, you overcome those fears. So I just thought of that and I just was like, so I channeled my
Hulked out and
inner Chris Hemsworth and went for it. And I was glad I did it, but it was like a one and done thing. I was like, I'm not doing it again. I mean, by the time I swam back to shore and then you had to climb up the rock face a little bit,
significant
I was exhausted.
Shrinkage.
Yeah. But I was exhausted. It was like it took like everything I had to jump and then swim. And I even felt like at one point Caleb had to grab me because I was getting close and I thought I could stand. And I was like, hey, I can stand here. And then just as I did that, I sunk. And he's like, Dad, it's like pulling my arm.
What have
off.
I done?
Yeah.
So when you were out there, did you?
Excuse me.
I know you said they stay in that van that she's got?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you stay when you went out there?
I rented a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You weren't going to...
No.
You're not roughing it?
No.
You wouldn't want to impose on their small space.
Right.
Hey, Dad's here. You know. Well, was it just you or did Lori come around?
No, it was just me.
It was just you?
That was the first That was the first solo, I guess. Yeah.
Solo road trip.
Really solo road trip. Yeah. And it was, oh, and that was the other thing about it. So I took 2 days to get there. I stopped in northern Wisconsin to visit my old boss, and I actually stayed with him at his house for the night, which was fun. And then I drove the next day, the last 4 or 5 hours to get up there, which is really weird because the time changes. The Upper Peninsula is in the Eastern time zone, which is the rest of Michigan is in as well, but it's just north of Wisconsin. So you literally, like, you're driving straight north and then the time changes.
Eastern time zone?
Yeah.
Eastern, oh, wow.
Time, like, they're in the same time zone as New York. Like,
okay. Huh.
So, but it's weird because it's so far west that it, you know, it doesn't get dark there this time of year until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But
that's weird. You would think that'd still be central, but I guess it's,
yeah.
Huh.
It's almost due north of here.
Wow.
And yeah, it's Eastern time zone. So I ended up getting this cold like Monday, and then Tuesday I was planning to also take 2 days to drive home, but I just was kind of like ready to get home, and I woke up feeling like not so great, and I thought I'll just go for it. And it's, Google Maps will tell you it takes 11 hours, but that is no stops.
Right.
So it ended up taking me like right at 13 hours. I made it all in one day. And that was like one of the hardest things I've ever done.
I don't know, though. I feel the way home, I feel you have more strive to make that trip than you do on your way there. I don't
really
know.
I always thought it was the opposite.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's because I remember when we were in Gulf Shores. Was it Gulf Shores? Yeah, with the kids or whatever. And it's not a huge, what's that about? That's probably about
10 or 11 hours.
Yeah, same thing. But we're like, it was the middle of the night. We're like, the kids, Peter was sick. It was, we're like, what are, this has been miserable the last couple days. Well, because he's been sick and he hasn't really gotten sleep.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's go 9 o'clock. We'll start, leave to get home 9 p.m. at night.
Oh, man.
Because we're like, the kids can then just sleep the whole way through. I don't know how I did it, because
you did the whole thing?
I don't know if Molly drove more than a half hour back home. And it wasn't because she wouldn't have. It was just, I'm like, I could do it. It was like I had this
adrenaline rush.
Adrenaline that I'm going to do this. I'm going to get home. And if you, some of those roads, oh my gosh, it's pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they'll take you through these little farm fields and stuff like that. It's like, Google, what are you doing to me?
Right. And I didn't want to drive it dark or in the dark, so I,
especially alone, yeah.
Yeah, I left first thing in the morning. I left as the sun was starting to come up, and I got home as the sun was setting. It was,
oh yeah,
it was wild. I was glad I got home before dark, but I mean, of course, getting into the St. Louis area, I knew my way around, but that was tough.
Yeah,
a lot of podcasts, a lot of music. I was like flipping back and forth because I'd get tired. Like, music was putting me to sleep, and podcasts was like getting boring, and I was stopping for just a couple times. Like, it was midday was what the hardest, and I think it was because the sun was coming in directly on me, and I had to stop like once an hour just to get out and walk around, not even to, like, you know, go to the bathroom or for gas or anything. I literally just like stopped and just like walked around, and that was hard, but that's a long time to be on the road.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it sucks you can't switch between someone.
Oh, either. Yeah, for sure.
You know, normally, can you take over for a while?
Yeah. And I've grown to appreciate rest areas. I feel like that's something that I've passed up a lot on road trips. But rest areas are actually kind of cool, you know, off the highway.
So it is weird. So I watched this, one of these YouTubers, I think he lives in Jersey, and it is totally, rest areas out there are totally different than we're used to. Like, we're used to, okay, you pull off and it's basically like a little park.
Yeah.
You know, you have a building with bathrooms, maybe some vending machines and then picnic tables.
Yeah.
There, it's like a huge building with almost like a food court in a mall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. Like there's Dunkin' Donuts in here.
Oh,
there's
wow.
Starbucks. There's Jimmy John. You know, there's all these different restaurants built into this huge building. And then they, like this is different. Because I think his whole, he was playing like rest area bingo or something. Like he had to check off, okay, I found a skill crane. I found this or whatever. Huh. And I'm like, you wouldn't be able to do that at all at the rest stops around here.
There's some in the Chicagoland area.
They go over the...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of over the highway.
And they have restaurants in them, right?
Yeah. But these look... it would look massive.
Hmm. I haven't been...
And they're all named after... It was like John Bon Jovi rest area or whatever. They're all named after... I think there was a Bruce Springsteen and probably Frank Sinatra or, you know, all the Jersey... people.
Yeah, musicians.
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool. But yeah, I stop at a lot of those, and I think they're pretty cool. You're right. There's not that much to offer, but they're usually kept up pretty well. They're clean, and you can get on and off really quickly. You don't have to worry about getting stuck in. Because there was a couple times where I got off the highway just thinking like, oh, it's the gas station is right here, out in the middle of like nowhere, Illinois. And the gas station is a mile or two off the highway.
Right.
And it's like, damn, I got to like drive all this way. I'm like wanting to just get out and walk around for a minute. And it's not that convenient.
Yeah. That's what's nice. And I realized this on our last trip to Florida that I'd rather go to a rest area because like the easy on and off, especially when the kids have to pee or something. And... for the majority of them, the restrooms are pretty clean. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go to, there's a lot of gas stations that we go to, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so disgusting.
That's true.
You know, your 4-year-old boy has to go so bad, and what are you going to do? You know, okay, here, I'll hold you up while you know.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good use of our tax money, right? Because I'm sure that's what those go to.
The highways and rest areas.
Yeah. So the areas like you're referring to out in the East Coast or in Jersey, I bet there's probably a lot more toll highways out there.
That I guarantee. To that. And they have like the tunnels and bridges and those all have tolls. And,
yeah. So that goes to support those.
And if you're having an actual... Burger King or something like that in there. I'm sure they have to pay, you know, rent or a lease to be in there. So,
Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too,
pistachios. Funny thing is, the whole our snack intro. Oh, I'm tied up here.
Tangled.
Yeah. Our snack intro actually mentions macadamia nuts.
Macadamia nuts.
So my folks, a little while ago, were on a trip to Hawaii, and they brought me back the Tropical Farms of Hawaii cinnamon glazed macadamia nuts.
Ooh.
So... I wasn't exactly saving these for the show. It was just kind of, I haven't gotten to them yet.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't really have anything. I have something, but it's more Halloween-y, so I was going to wait.
Halloween-y.
So, there you go.
I haven't had lunch, so I'm hungry.
Now, what's your feeling on macadamia nuts?
Man, I don't know if I could... you know, you exactly what they are.
These seem bigger than I'm used to, but maybe that's normal. Oh my gosh, the one you have, that must be two together or something. That's gigantic. Look at that.
Yeah, that is huge. I'm almost afraid to eat. I'm gonna set this one to the side for a moment. It was massive. Oh, very crunchy. What was the flavoring again? Cinnamon, okay.
It's got cinnamon roll flavor. These are fine.
Yeah.
I like kinda macadamia sweet. Nuts in cookies. That's the only place I know.
Hmm.
You have like the white chocolate macadamia nut cookies.
Mm-hmm.
These are fine.
Are they, if they didn't have any seasoning on them or flavoring, would they be that crunchy?
I'd say they're more the consistency of a cashew.
Oh, okay. So softer.
Yeah.
So it's that the candy coating that's making
this
them.
This candy coating makes them a little more crunchy. But
I'm eating the big one. Seems okay.
So I really like macadamia nuts, but it's not something I normally get from the store because they're a more expensive nut. And got to be thrifty when shopping for nuts, I guess. I don't know.
They do pair well with this brown, though.
Yeah.
That is a great pairing.
I give them, like, if I'm going to rate these, do we ever rate our snacks?
No, we don't.
Yeah, okay.
We usually say, yeah, that wasn't very good.
I'm going to say they're fine. They're not amazing or, I don't know.
It's kind of like a candy.
Yeah.
They're okay.
There you go.
Thanks. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, John and Carol.
Give them a shout out. All right. Yeah, I mean, I could actually probably sit here and continue to eat them, but that wouldn't be good to continuously crunch them into the mic.
What? No.
What else did we have here?
Well, I was just going to say it's beginning to be the Halloween season.
Mm.
And it's middle of September. I'm a huge Halloween guy, and my kids, because of me, have become big on Halloween as well.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. They have asked me the past couple weeks, can we put up the Halloween decorations?
Up
the Halloween decorations? Can we put up the Halloween
That's kind of cool.
They're so into it, and on one hand, I love it. On the other hand, we have so much Halloween stuff. To pull it out is not like... You got to go in phases.
Yeah.
Like, I did phase one a couple weeks ago. We pulled out the... We have this Lego village.
Yep.
It lights up and stuff. I added lights to it. And it's all Halloween. We put all the trick-or-treaters out there and the zombies and all that. So that's up. Their Halloween display. Oh, we have the Hocus Pocus house and Nightmare Before Christmas, all that. Then... Phase two, we got to that, which we got outdoor skeleton. Well, this is phase one of outdoor, I guess I should say. We have, well, first we put the pumpkins up on our, instead of our normal garden lights, we put those big pumpkins. Hey, looking at, we have a how to fix it workshop video.
Oh,
a short shows you how to make those pumpkin lights. Put those up. Then the next day, we put up our skeletons on the porch, on the front porch.
Now, do you feel that there's any... How do you feel about putting up Halloween decorations when it's 90 plus degrees outside?
Well, that's what I did.
Well, I know, but I mean, how does...
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. No, I don't necessarily mean from the aspect of that it's hot and it... You don't enjoy it because you're doing something outside that is work and it's hot, but is it like, does it take anything away from it?
Yeah, I think it does. It's the same when it's a Christmas season and it's warm out.
Yeah.
I feel more...
In the spirit?
Yeah, in the spirit. When it's cold out and you're like, oh, I got to bundle up and put these lights up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you want a little bit of a Christmas crispness in the goodness, I can't talk. A little bit of crispness in the air for Halloween decorations.
Yeah, exactly. And it just didn't do it for me. But the kids wanted that crap out. And we have two skeletons. We have Bony Tony and Katie Scary.
Hmm.
And the actually, when UPS or the USPS, one of them delivered a package the other day. Molly goes, oh, there's a package that delivered. I looked out on the porch. I go, there is nothing here. She goes, yes, sir. Oh, it was from Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, you know how Amazon takes a picture.
Yeah.
Well, she looks at the picture. It's a picture of Katie Scary, or and Katie Scary is holding the package.
Oh, my gosh.
They put it on there so they could pose the skeleton with a package.
That's funny.
And I got all upset. It's a funny thing to do, but I got all upset. I go, what the hell? I would have never seen that. I would have been there for weeks before I ever noticed it. And Molly's like, why are you complaining like an old man?
She's probably like, Greg, this sounds like, this looks like something you would do.
Yeah, I know. Probably. So, yeah.
So, yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah. I put up the bathroom decor the other day. I guess this weekend I'll have to go full out on the inside. And then I don't like, so I have, you know, we built it on our How to Fix It channel. The little coffin and the tombstones that rock back and forth and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like to put those out until we're done mowing grass for the season, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I remember you have put them out, and then you've had to either mow around them, or maybe there was a year whenever the grass was like growing better around them.
Yeah. And that's hard to do, too, because you're like, oh, finally fall's here. The grass really isn't growing anymore. And then it gets in the hundreds like it is now.
I think Lori got all of our inside decorations out, and like maybe a couple of the outside stuff, like the floor, the, what is it, the entryway doormat.
Yeah.
But we haven't done a whole lot outside yet.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the kid in me, well, the adult in me, that I love doing that crap.
Yeah.
But I also know that it's a lot of work because we have a lot of stuff. We have as many totes full of Halloween stuff of decoration that we do for Christmas.
Hmm. That's
and
a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So.
Well, and then Christmas, you guys put up pretty early, right? Before Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Molly's the... Okay, back when I was, back before I got married, you know, got a fiance, got married, all that, before Molly was in my life.
Yeah, BM.
BM, I would, well, at the first thing I would always do, one thing I would always do, December 26th, tree and everything, down.
Sacrilege.
Get out of here.
Oh, needs to carry on through the new year.
No, done. Done with this.
I disagree.
It's sad to look at a Santa Claus after Christmas.
Nah.
No. Don't like it. Molly's one of those, Halloween's over, let's start. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yeah.
And then slowly she's got me to her religion of the November 1st Christmas.
Hmm.
I don't think we put it up that early, the tree and all that, but I do like to get outdoor lights and stuff up. We were just talking about the coldness in the air while you put... I like that, but I also don't want it freezing cold.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to be sweating when I'm putting up Christmas decorations.
Right,
and sometimes that has happened.
Yeah.
And that's like, what the hell are we doing?
I just want to get it over with and up, you know?
But I don't put anything up on the roof anymore. You hired out for that, didn't you?
We tried, and they never came.
Oh,
and then we're like, you know what? I guess we're not doing... Because we got a two-story house, so I'll do, you know, the first level.
Yeah.
But I won't climb on the very top.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, I put a ladder up there and tried to get up there, and then I realized... Yeah, okay, I can make it up this first peak, but then I got to climb down this other peak.
No. Not worth it.
I was like, no. And my neighbor down the street, who's, I don't know, probably 20 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
He does it. He puts all that up. But he says he's scared of heights. I go, what are you doing up there?
Youth.
Yeah.
The youth.
All right. You want to go with our top five?
Let's give it a try.
Well, okay.
What? No.
All right. So, I guess a few weeks ago, I had asked GPT, hey, we do this top five segment on the show.
Yep.
Can you please give me a bunch of segments? And it gave me like, what about
a ton
of different...
Yeah, like 50 probably.
Yeah. And so I've kept that around and we've been checking the box. Like, okay, let's do that one this week.
Yep.
Well, this week we picked sitcoms, top five sitcoms. Now, were we going to...
We went back and forth. You had a follow-up question of should we stick with 80s and 90s, which...
That's what it said on the list, 80s okay. and 90s, but...
And that's what I originally thought sounded good, but then I was like, well, I don't know. I think you made a list, and then I kind of made a list, and we realized that at least what's on my list, one of them is probably in the 2000s solely, so...
If I did... Okay... If I did 80s and 90s, you know, I'd stick to one section. But if I did of all time, like a bunch of those 80s and 90s shows wouldn't even make my list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I basically thought that if I went with the ones that I watched the most, whether they were, so all these had gotten into some form of syndication over the years. And, they were shows that I watched over and over again, but some of them I may not watch now because they're going to be so dated.
So you're doing 80s and 90s?
No. I'm saying I'm doing my favorite of all time.
Okay. Well, you go ahead. Start with your number five.
Well, my number five, I'd say Growing Pains. I really, really enjoyed that show back in the day, and I remember as it got into syndication, I don't remember what it was on. But anyway, Channel 11 maybe? Does that sound right?
Probably. Channel 11 would play a lot of the reruns at, like, you'd have your afternoon cartoons and then after it they'd start playing reruns of Growing Pains, Different Strokes,
that's right. Yeah.
Who's the Boss?
Afternoons, yeah. That was probably one of my favorite. I thought that I enjoyed all the characters on that show. I enjoyed
Boner.
All the Boner, yeah. What's your number five?
Well, so I wrote like about 10 shows and I didn't stick with 80s, and like personally that wouldn't be on my list, but you know, I guess I'll start with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Now, it technically the pilot I think was in 99, so I guess you could say, but I don't think the first episode was until 2000. So, Curb Your Enthusiasm, for those that don't know, where have you been? It's been on 14 seasons or something like that. It's Larry David, and it's a very exaggerated version of himself coming off of writing Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. And it's basically the same type of humor, but a little bit cranked up.
Yeah.
And they were... Since it's an HBO show, they're able to get away with a lot more.
Sure.
And I really enjoy that show. I feel Leon, which came later in the series by J.B. Smoove. Not it.
That's right.
It was? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that's one of the best characters ever. Mm. He makes me laugh so much. So... Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And you know what's interesting is I didn't even consider cable or... Do you can still consider HBO cable or what do you consider something like that?
Yeah,
nowadays?
But here...
I was only thinking of like ABC, CBS, NBC shows.
Well, I was asking... So I asked... I Googled. I'm like, what exactly is a sitcom? Mm-hmm. You know, Would you consider the Flintstones a sitcom? Would you consider, like, The Office? It doesn't have a laugh track. Is that a sitcom? You know?
Yeah.
So it said they're all situation comedies. Mm. They're all, yeah, you know. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's super hard to do. So I guess I thought about this from the aspect of which shows that I watch the most and which that I watch in reruns over and over again. And I probably missed one, but my second in line would be Family Ties. I watch that all the time.
What
I loved
do,
Michael J. Fox.
Baby?
Michael J. Fox was just like my, I don't know. I had like, I don't know. I didn't necessarily want to be like him or whatever, but I just thought that he was like a cool older brother type.
Definitely wanted to be like him during that. Like, my neighbor, funny enough, my neighbor, Josh, it wasn't you, it was another Josh. I've known a lot of Joshes in my life. And he was my next door neighbor during Family Ties. And when we go to, he was like a year younger than me, but we go to school sometimes and he'd be wearing that sweater vest.
Oh, yeah.
With the tie.
Yeah.
And you go, look at me, I'm Alex P. Keaton.
And those shows, Growing Pains and Family Ties, were so similar. They even both had the goofy next door neighbor or friend or whatever with, you said Boner, and Family Ties, it was, oh shoot, what was his name?
I don't remember the neighbor.
Yeah, he was a nerdy guy with glasses.
Oh, Skippy.
Skippy, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it was a similar family dynamic. I think they probably both introduced a kid. Yeah, they definitely both introduced
Andy Andy and, I don't know, I don't remember the, it was a girl on.
Was it on Growing Pains?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
You had Ben, but then there was a girl after him, too.
No, there was a boy, the DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio was on there. As the young kid.
He wasn't their
kid, but he was like adopted by them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the girl too though.
I don't remember a girl.
Yeah, there was
Leonardo DiCaprio came on as a kid who was like a troubled youth or whatever that the dad was seen as a
Chrissy Seaver.
Oh, Chrissy, yeah, that's right.
So it was always funny. Both of them did this, Family Ties and Growing Pains. Like, they'd have a season where it was a baby. You know,
yeah.
You had a baby. The next season, they were like 3 or 4 years old.
Right.
They're like, but the one show that didn't do that, Full House, you know?
Yeah.
They kept them the same the whole time.
Yep.
Now, Full House was a show that I would say is one of their... I've watched that several times, even recently.
They even rebooted it there for a minute.
And I like it. It's one of those guilty pleasure shows or whatever.
Have mercy.
Have mercy. I wouldn't say it's on my list, though, as my favorites. But I'm going to... Friends is probably on your list as well.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to put that out there. I've watched this show probably, I'd say, more than just about any other show.
Me too.
And I still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, like, and I could see the reason all those, I think TBS still airs it like 500 times a day. And people watch it over and over and over, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can just jump right, especially if you've seen it before, you just jump right in. It doesn't matter. You know the plot.
I'll go ahead and jump ahead because my Friends was listed as number one for me because, again, I said like favorite sitcoms of all time and ones we've watched. We still like intentionally will go, let's watch Friends.
Yeah.
And occasionally you'll come across one that you either aren't familiar with or you like swear you haven't seen it before. But like you said, it's one of those things that if you're just feeling kind of like meh or whatever during the day, you could turn that on. At least for me, it's like therapeutic in a way where I can just literally laugh out loud. It's pretty funny.
For us, we watch a lot of it before bed too. It's kind of a
wind down kind of
thing? It's a wind down thing. Mm. It's nothing we really have to pay attention to. If we fall asleep, we fall asleep.
Yeah, right.
It's not a big deal. Anything. We've seen them all. You right. know? But it also puts us in a, you know, it's good mood type thing.
Yeah.
It's candy, you know? That's what it is. Eye candy, right?
Eye
candy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Kids in the Hall movie? Okay. Oh, well, do you want to, what was that, number four?
Yeah, no, that was your number four. I skipped ahead. That was my number one. So you want me to do number three?
Mm-hmm. So my number three would be another NBC. I'd do Seinfeld.
Oh, that's my number three as well.
And I have watched that so many times where even any episode can come on and I'll quote it, I'll talk, you know.
Yeah. We reference it still. I find myself referencing it
all the time. Every time, there's so many times I'll go to Molly. You know, that's like that Seinfeld episode where
she doesn't get it though.
No,
right?
she's seen them.
Oh, really?
She hasn't watched them as much as I have, but she's seen them all. But
for some reason, Lori never got into it, and I will watch it now occasionally. Not that often, but. I'll watch it occasionally, and she will start chuckling at it because it's so relatable.
It's weird though for me, Seinfeld. I love the show, but I don't feel that. Some of the early stuff isn't as watchable as
I agree.
Till third season, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it feels very dated.
Someone is. Said before, it was like the Junior Mint episode. That's when everything, boom, that's when it shifted gears. And I think that was the third season. But, yeah.
Yeah. I had that for my number three.
Number
as
three,
well.
Yeah.
So my number two, I'll just go ahead and jump ahead there, is I had The Office, and it is one of my favorites that we'll still watch.
Same.
All the time.
I don't know how many times I've watched The Office. I mean, that's... I feel... Even though I feel the same about that, the first season's a little mm-hmm. off, but it's still... I don't know. It's great. It's same. It's comfort food, you know?
I think Friends is like that, too. The first season is kind of a little bit...
Yeah.
Not... I don't know. It feels old. It feels dated. But then the later ones, it's like whatever they did, it just feels like it's not 30 years ago.
I agree. Whatever. I agree. Okay, you already got your number one.
Yep.
My number one is no surprise because you know me and Molly, Bob's Burgers.
I've never watched that show.
I love that show. We watch reruns of that. Like, probably you do a Friends.
Huh.
And I feel the same way about that. The first season, you kind of got to get past that. But then you're like, oh, my God. The dad is so relatable on that show. It's not like Simpsons or Family Guy where you mm-hmm. have a really dumb dad. The dad's a really good dad.
Huh.
And he's very relatable. And he's like, when the family does... something dumb, he's like, oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, I really enjoy that show. There's so many times, so many episodes make me laugh so hard, and I feel the kids are great, everyone on that, and just a good show.
Are they still making those?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And it's on Fox? Still?
It's on Fox.
Huh.
The weird thing is, this year, they split the season up. They didn't play the new episodes of Bob's Burgers till summertime. It was...
Hmm. That's usually...
Usually it means you're going to be canceled, but people love that show. I don't know. So I had a bunch of honorable mentions.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you earlier, I go, if we were doing 80s, 90s, Full House... Three's Company, those would be on my list.
Yeah. I'm surprised you put Full House, but not Growing Pains or Family Ties.
Nah. So,
excuse me.
The thing, one thing about okay, this is the same thing I didn't like about, I don't like about Friends, and I skip the episodes when there's a clip episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't like those either.
When I'm watching, and they're like, it starts out like a real episode, yep. And then all of a sudden, it shows like, you're like, what the? No, this isn't a real episode. What the heck?
Yeah, that's frustrating.
They did that all the time with Family Ties and... No, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, Family Ties, they did that all the time.
Did they?
Yeah. Hmm. It'd be like 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes of real content of them. Like, remember that time when Alex...
And it was flashbacks to actual shows. It wasn't like taking you on a...
Right.
Memory sequence of something that hasn't actually been aired.
Yeah. One of the funny... It only had 6 episodes, but the Clerks... Remember Clerks? Yeah, they had made a cartoon. The Clerks cartoon.
Yeah.
And like their second episode was the clip episode. and it was them going back to adventures that happened, which you obviously have never seen because... It only been on one. They only had one episode beforehand.
That's pretty funny.
Few others I had. It's Always Sunny. I love
that.
Yeah,
still on two.
I didn't put this because it's brand new, but I think it's really good. If you ever watched The Studio, Seth Rogen's new show,
no,
it's funny. It's really good. And Parks and Rec. I like that show.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you didn't have The Simpsons on your list.
I have a love-hate relationship with that show.
Really?
Look, it's been on since we were, what, 11 or 12?
Yeah.
Still on the air?
I haven't watched it in years.
I haven't either. And it's not that I don't like it. I feel there's more just average, just okay episodes than... really good episodes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I never feel like I'm missing anything, which is weird. I have VHS tapes of all these Simpsons episodes that I've recorded. That's how I get a lot of commercials that I've put on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, the only thing I've been watching here recently is AKA Charlie Sheen. It's on Netflix. And it's just a 2-episode thing, but both episodes are like an hour and a half long or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably kind of just like trash TV. I don't know. But it's interesting to watch.
It's my
favorite TV. So it's him just kind of sitting like at a diner booth or whatever, and he's retelling all these stories of his life. And it is kind of interesting to see his career... and how it got started. I mean, of course, his dad was famous, but he was, like, apparently a really, really good actor. Like, what they talk about when he was in Platoon and how he... So, kind of way he came along was, I mean, he was just, like, he could just hit his timing. And they're, like, he was just a natural. But then, like, the drugs came along, and he had so much up and down and a... Evidently, he could consume like far greater quantities than most people and still continue to like perform and function. And he rarely hit, you know, those really rock bottom times that took him away from being able to do his job until he did something really stupid, like getting into an altercation with a woman or something. Then... they had to step in and say, we got to shut this down. You can't do this anymore. And that's when he would end up going to rehab. But I don't know. It's kind of interesting. And the point that we got to last night, like I said, the episodes are so long, was we got up to the point where it was about 15 years ago, where he was like super nuts and he was going around with his winning tagline. Remember that?
Yeah. That was 15 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 2011.
Holy crap.
I know.
Why? That doesn't seem that... That seems like 5 years
ago.
Yeah,
I know. So he was... He was at a point where he was doing like testosterone mixed with crack and drinking a lot, and still like, but then there was times whenever he would start slurring and stuff, and people were getting really mad because they would go, like, evidently there was this whole like weird cult following that I don't even remember. I remember the winning,
yeah,
you know, but I don't remember that like people adored his personality at that time as much as they were showing in this show, where he basically got fired from Two and a Half Men, and
yeah,
he was like saying "F you" to Chuck Lorre and like all the people
yeah.
that were responsible that for that
made
show.
Made money,
yeah, and he was the highest paid actor, and apparently that's still it's still a record of he was making over $2 million an episode on
really?
Two and a Half Men.
That was the highest.
Yeah, that's what they said on
wow.
there anyway, and. Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. We'll probably finish up the last half hour today, but that's what I've been watching.
Huh.
See anything interesting?
No. Watching reruns, Bob's Burgers. But I do, the one show, I love Peacemaker so much. I think that show was so amazing.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
It's not like Netflix where they dump all the episodes at once. It's HBO, so week to week, there's always a cliffhanger, and you're like, oh, damn it, I want to see more, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that's a good thing for a show, you know? It's James Gunn. He wrote the whole thing, and so...
Yeah, I need to check that out.
I really like that show, and I feel the second season's even better than the first season. I felt it started a little different, but it's kind of like you hate the main character in the first one, and then he grows, and then second one he's, you know, this new person, you know, so and I don't know, I have a fun with it. It's a comic book show, so there's some weird things in there, but I really enjoy it, and I'm always ready for the next episode. And I'm also good. Another comic book thing, nerd. I'm rewatching The Boys. Did you ever watch that? That was on Amazon Prime.
I'm familiar with it, but I never
watched it. That's another superhero comic book type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rewatching that. I never made it through. I think there are four seasons. I only made it like a season and a half. And it's not that I didn't like it. It's just, I don't know. Life happened, I guess.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. So I'm starting back over, because I don't remember what happened to even jump back in where I left off.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but two fun shows. I really like them.
Let's jump into our pop culture segment.
Oh,
I'll set this one up.
Pop culture. That's All right, set it up.
So you didn't even know what this term meant. I don't even know if this is the proper terminology for it, but I labeled it as non-joystick peripheral controller games.
Oh.
Essentially what this means is like Duck Hunt
has a
gun, or Guitar Hero.
Okay.
And the reason why I wanted to put this on here is because when I was in Michigan visiting Caleb, we went to this weird little... It was called Ramen Arcade Bar. And so they had ramen, they had arcade games, and they served alcohol. And we played Guitar Hero, and we had a blast. And he was like, oh, I wish you would have never gotten rid of these. So back in the, whatever, early 2010s or whatever it was, we had Guitar Hero and Rock Band and that SingStar game
off
for PS3.
They're lots of fun.
Something like that.
I enjoyed those. I don't know why they kind of fell off. All those plastic controller games.
It took up so much space.
Yeah.
We used to keep those in our hall closet, and it was the entire lower level of that closet. And I think that...
Especially that drum set. That drum set was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's easy to have a couple guitars and
a mic,
but that drum set was just so big.
Yeah.
And I don't think it folded at all.
No, it didn't. But yeah, any of those games are kind of cool, but I guess they're somewhat limited in what you can play with them. So, I mean, there's like steering wheel games.
So at the arcade, I know there was a game called Top Skater where you actually were on a skate. It had like rails.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were on a skateboard and you do tricks and stuff.
Yep.
Actually, Pennywise was the back. No, you can't see it. Yeah. Pennywise was the on the soundtrack for that one. See, another one. Well, there were lots of car games. I mean,
yeah,
you say those
games,
are peripheral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
shooting games.
Yeah. There's. When the Wii was really popular, they would make every peripheral because that stick. All they do is make different form.
Yeah.
Clip a tennis racket on it. Okay, look, or clip a golf.
Yeah, that's
club
right.
on it, or a baseball bat.
Yeah, couldn't you clip it into like a steering wheel too?
Yeah,
you
just, and or a sword or it's so many different things like that.
So yeah, I don't know if that is a very common thing anymore for new platforms.
I don't know. I feel the same way. I saved my guitars. I still have my guitars.
Do you? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you still have a version of Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, see,
I don't have it down here. I have upstairs.
Okay,
but I don't have the drum. I got rid of the drum set because it was just so big.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of the same way. Why did I keep that? And because so many people have done that, the value of those have skyrocketed too.
Yeah, that's what Caleb and I were talking about. He's like, I wish you never got rid of those. Now you wouldn't be able to, or you wouldn't want to pay the money that they cost.
Oh, anytime I see a guitar at Goodwill. Because I do a lot of flipping of stuff like that. If I see one, I'll grab it. If it's under $10, I'll grab it because chances are you're going to get like at least $50 for it.
Wow.
And I think there one I got, it was like $7, and it I don't know how to explain it. It was one of those guitars that had the big old points and stuff, so it looked... I thought that one I sold for like $110 or something, so... Yeah, that people are looking for them still because dummies like us just I threw my drum set went in a dumpster.
Really?
I didn't even trade it in.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we donated ours. I don't think we traded it in on anything.
But the guitars I kept. I think I still have some mics too. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was a fun little trip down memory lane.
That's all you got. Well, it's been fun, and as always, reach for the stars.
The more you know.
Is that that's what we say at the end of every episode. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Join us in a couple, actually not next week, in a couple weeks, where we will bring you the best in talking podcast stuff.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, see you next time.